All right. Now, Sarah's going to take you one. I'm started recording, by the way. Sarah's going to take you one by one outside and test you and give you grade in the project, in the winter project. And today we're going to continue explaining the ayah that you memorized. Who Allahu?
Can I go first, Sarah?
Alladhi la ilaha illa huwa alimu al-ghaybi mashallah wa shahada. All right, so let's now do the meaning. What is quiet, please? Quiet. What is the meaning of, can you close the door, please? What about عالم الغيب والشهادة? What is the meaning of عالم الغيب والشهادة? Huh? Yes. So, عالم الغيب والشهادة. عالم means
knowledgeable.
عالم means he knows. But is it just like he knows, or he is an expert in knowing? Alim is like a scientist, right?
Wait, isn't that a scholar?
Scholar, right. Or a scientist. Alim is really, is a person who really knows very well. So, when we say alim, it means that knows very well. He's not just knows, he knows very well. Knows very well. What is al-ghaybi? Huh?
I don't know what
ghaybi is. What? Ghaybi is unseen. Ghaybi is what? Unseen. How about shahada? Seen. Right? Now I need a smart boy or a girl among you to tell me. When Allah calls himself, he knows the unseen, then that is good. Why not on the email?
My computer won't let me take it.
I'll take a picture of it and leave it back to you. So, when Allah says, I know the unseen, does it make sense? It makes perfect sense when Allah says, I know the unseen, right? Because the unseen needs special powers to be known. The unseen needs special powers to be known. But how about the seen? Why would Allah tell you, I know the things that can be the seen things? Can any of you think? Can any of you think and tell me why would Allah tell you that he knows the seen and the unseen? We understand knowing the unseen is like a powerful. It needs special powers. But how about knowing the seen?
No, you don't need special powers.
So why would Allah say it then?
Because he has both.
Yes, but I would think that Allah, when he says, I know the unseen, then you would think that he also knows the seen. But why would Allah repeat it and say, I know the unseen and seen, huh?
Like he knows every individual thing and we're not too small to, like...
Right.
To, like, for him to notice us because he already knows about us.
Right. There are two reasons for this. Lena mentioned one. Which is what? One, he knows all seen things. At all levels of detail. And the second thing is that he knows seeing things that happen together at the same time. You got it? So he knows all seen things at all levels of details. He knows seen things that happen together at the same time. You see why now Allah is saying, I know the seen and the unseen? Because, you know, humans, a human may know the seen at one place, but do you know what is happening right now in China? No. So he knows all what is happening everywhere at the same time.
But didn't we already do this?
But in different places. But in different places.
Right.
Okay. Now, the next is Huwa Ar-Rahmanu Ar-Rahim.
He's the most merciful and infinite.
Huwa Ar-Rahmanu Ar-Rahim, yes. What is the difference between Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim? So, Rahman and Rahim, you can see they have the same root. What's the root? Is Rahim. The same root, which is Rahim, which is mercy. Rahim, by the way, is the womb where the baby is being, where babies develop. They develop inside the wombs of the mothers. So, it's used to express mercy in Arabic because mercy comes from the how the mom is so merciful with her baby. So that is mercy. So huwa ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Both ar-Rahman and ar-Rahim mean mercy, but there is a difference between them. Ar-Rahman is mercy, mercy gives mercy in this life, and the Rahim, mercy in the next life. So Allah gives mercy in this life and in the next life. Now, what is the difference between the mercy in this life and the mercy in next life? Huh?
Mercy in this life means like he'll forgive you for sins you make down here on earth. And mercy in next life is like if you make any sins like before you die or anything, then he can forgive you or he might get you into Jannah.
Actually, to be more accurate, let me say here, gives benefits. In this life, Ar-Rahim gives mercy in the next life, to be more accurate. So, Rahman gives benefits in this life, Ar-Rahim gives mercy in the next life. So to be accurate, I changed the word mercy in this life into the word benefits. Right? Why? Because Allah in this life gives benefit. to those who deserve and to those who don't deserve. Like a bad guy, a criminal, does he deserve benefits? Like the benefits of air, the benefits of having eyes, the benefits of having water and food?
No.
He doesn't know. A criminal, super duper criminal, that deserves to be executed, does not deserve any benefits.
Oh, he doesn't deserve it, but he still gets it.
But he still gets it. So that's why Allah is a Rahman, because he gives benefits to those who want, to those who deserve, and to those who don't deserve. To the ones that deserve, and the ones who don't deserve. To the one who deserve and to the ones who don't deserve. But in the next life, gives mercy to the ones who deserve only. In the next life, to the ones who deserve only. You got it? All right. The word Al-Malik means the king who owns. Al-Malik.
Did you cut your hair? What?
Yeah. Al-Malik is the king who owns. Al-Malik is the king who owns. We say, I am the king of England, I own England. I am the king of California. I own California.
California is
like
a monarchy.
Huh?
Like, it's like not like a monarchy, because then monarchy has kings.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying the meaning of the word Malik. Okay. How about the kings in this life? The Malik is the king who owns. Now, when we say, what is the difference between the ownership of Allah and the ownership of other than of like human kings? Uh-huh.
Allah technically already is like the king of the human kings. So he's the king of all kings.
Yes, that's right. Allah owns human kings. Allah owns human kings. And no one owns him. So Allah...
Which surah is the same?
Oh, it's the same ayah. So if we say the difference between... difference or differences between king for Allah... Allah, the king, and human kings. The first difference is that human kings are owned, but Allah is not owned. Human kings are owned. But
I don't know what you mean by owned.
Owned means like they have a king on the top of them. I own you means I'm your king. The king owns. The king owns.
Allah owns all the people, king.
Oh.
Yes. Are owned, but Allah is not owned.
Allah is the owner of
the The human kings are owned by Allah, but... So we can say by Allah. By Allah, but Allah is not owned. Nobody owns Allah. Nobody is the king of Allah. Allah is the king of himself.
In the Quran, does it talk about like other, like, actually, never mind.
Yeah. Number two. What else? Huh?
They can't control the weather? Human kings can't control the weather?
MashaAllah. Human kings can control the laws of nature. Laws of nature control human kings. Are beyond the control of human kings. But not Allah, the king. The king.
Look, do you like my pen?
Oh, that's nice. Okay. Number three, are you taking notes?
Yes.
Okay. Huh? How about number three? Huh?
Human kings can't rule over like.
Yeah, human kings don't own everywhere.
They can't control the way people think.
Right. Human kings can't control everywhere. Go ahead.
Human kings aren't live forever, but Allah's
right.
They don't have that power.
Exactly. And that's number four. Okay, so number three, we said human kings don't own everywhere. Don't own
everything
everywhere. But Allah does. Allah the King does. Allah the King owns everywhere. Number four, like Nabil said, that Allah is everlasting King. Allah is the everlasting King. But human kings are temporary. Kings. Temporary kings. Where is the king of England? 1,000 years ago. Is he still a king?
No, he died.
No.
He's 6 foot underground. Eaten by, you know, eaten by worms. And eaten by ground ants.
Kings, they're not the only kings. They're not the only kings in the world. Like, say, if like Throne was, you thought that he was king at a time, like Europe, there must be another king.
Right. They are not. They don't own everywhere.
Yeah.
So the human kings are limited in space and limited in time. So like human kings, limited in space, like they own a specific place, limited in time, they own from birth, like from year X to year Y, like they don't own all the time. But not Allah the King. Allah the King owns everywhere, all times. Okay, can you think of something else? I'll give you a clue. What do you think about the King of England or the Queen of England?
Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm. She's a queen, but what is...
She's more poor than...
Huh? Dina.
She can't control like every single human being, but if Allah wanted to, he can, but he gave us the freedom of choice.
Right, but you know, about the Queen Elizabeth in particular, she's a queen. But there's something, there's a catch, there's a trick there about she being the queen.
She doesn't have as much power?
Does she rule?
Not the earth?
No.
No, I'm talking about England.
She doesn't
rule anything. Good job, Hania.
She owns the entire country.
She owns, but she doesn't rule. Right? So, why she doesn't rule? Now, England is a democratic country. You can't have a queen and be democratic at the same time. You can't, right? Because there has to be elections. The leadership has to change, okay? So they decided to do it in a very nice way. They said, okay, at the same time, they have the tradition of kings and queens. So they said, we want to keep our traditions of having kings and queens, and at the same time, we want to be democratic. So this is how they figured it out. They say, okay, we leave the queen as queen. She owns, but she doesn't rule. Who rules the country?
Prime Minister.
Prime Minister, takbir, mashallah, you're so smart.
The Prime Minister is more powerful.
Yeah, basically, the Prime Minister is the one who owns, who rules. The Queen doesn't rule. The Queen, she owns. Basically, she's just right there for the traditions.
Do you have a story to go with it?
Oh, that, not really. That's the...
His stories are good.
So, five, Queen Elizabeth. Owns, but doesn't rule. If you ever, if somebody asks you why should she own, but she doesn't rule?
Is that number five?
Yes.
If
somebody asks you, how come Queen Elizabeth owns but she doesn't rule, what's the answer?
Because the Prime Minister rules.
Yes,
but
why?
It's a democratic
country. Yes, because...
It's a democratic country, but they want the tradition of queens and kings, so they...
That's right. They want the tradition of queens, kings, and prince, right? So they want these traditions, so that's what they do.
England, the sun goes down like 3.
Huh?
It's like really cool.
The sun goes down 3.
You.
Yeah.
The Prime Minister rules. The Prime Minister is the one who rules. But Allah owns and rules. But Allah owns and rules. Right? What if you own an iPhone? Can you lose the iPhone?
Yes.
Even though you own the iPhone, you're the king of the iPhone, but...
You can still control it.
Yes, but you can lose it, right? Is it possible for Allah to lose anything? He can't lose anything. If he owns you, he will not lose you. You will not be lost from him anywhere. Okay? He can get you anywhere, anytime, any place, you name it. Even when you're disintegrate into ground and you become dust, and like you mix with the ground and you become dust and your body is eaten by the ants of the earth, even then, Allah can retrieve you back from there and brings you. Allah can bring you back alive.
Like Prophet Isa did.
Like Prophet Isa did by the powers of Allah, using the powers of Allah. So, humans...
Does the Quran say
can lose... No. Can lose... Yes.
In Ramadan, right?
No.
What?
Humans can lose their can lose the things they own. But Allah can never Allah will never. Or you can say, humans can lose their properties. Or their property. But Allah will not. Number 7, if you own an apple and you forget about the apple for a month, what happens?
The apple rots.
Exactly. It becomes rotten, right? Rots. But if Allah owns something, would it
come back? He will never forget about it.
Not only will he never forget about it, it will never be spoiled.
When I was little, I used to think that someone owned the world.
Huh?
When I was little, I used to think that someone owned the world.
Which is Allah?
No, I mean like a person.
Well.
That would be pretty much impossible because the guy would have to like travel over the world to make sure his entire territory, including the water, is safe, under control. Yeah.
Human.
Every single human tried to be with me,
but properties. Can be lost, stolen, or lost, stolen, damaged, or rot. But Allah's property That's right, mashallah.
Is property rot too?
No, but Allah's property can never be lost, stolen, damaged, or rot without His permission. Or we can say, or rot without our permission. We can say without, to make it clear. But Allah Allah's property will never.
Aliyah, I saw a picture of you on Facebook.
And then 8.
For like a wedding or something?
Oh, come on now. That's not the time for this discussion. We're talking about Allah the King. Okay. Can you think of anything else that, you know, the... Exactly, that's it. He practically owns everything we own.
He controls, so, like,
we are not true owners. Why? Because we're not true owners. The only owners of our property because Allah owns all of them, because Allah owns us and our property. You see how much different...
Can you test the students on the homework?
Okay. No, I didn't. We'll test them next time.
This today? That's a lot of...
We'll give them 2 ayahs next time?
How about you test them on the same stuff next time? Because a lot of them still have the finals.
But just for now, we'll continue what you do, and then we will talk about it later. Al-Malik. This is all the second ayah. That is, هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك. Al-Malik. Alright? So now we understand what do we mean by Al-Malik, the king. And keep in mind that it's not the king you think of. It is the royal. It is the divine king. You can say that by calling Allah Divine King. So, to get out of this similarity of the word king, you can call Allah Divine King. Allah is the Divine King. So that is the what you want to really call him, because if you call him just king, you might mix apples and oranges. So Allah is the divine king.
Apple?
Like you mix the human kings with Allah the king, the divine king. Alhamdulillah. Yarhamakumullah. Yahdina wa yahdikumullah. Then, huwa Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-malik al-quddus. 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 We talked about this Al-Quddus before, so I'm not going to repeat it. Who can remind me, when did we talk about Al-Quddus?
Isn't it a name of Allah?
Yes, but we talked about Taqdis and Quddus before.
Oh, Quddus. Purification.
Uh-huh. Ayah?
Purification.
Purification, that's right. That's right. So that's this here. Refer to the class of ayah 30 in Surah 2. Where is he? Nuqaddisu lak. Nuqaddisu lak. purifications. So Al-Quddus is the purity or the most pure. The most pure or the purity itself. Or the purity itself. You know? Whenever you can say Allah and purity, if I may use that expression, two faces for the same coin. If I may use the expression of two faces for the same coin, you can call Allah and purity are two faces for the same coin. Allah and justice are two faces for the same coin. You got it? Allah and mercy are two faces for the same
coin.
So basically, when I say purity, Allah. Justice, Allah. So if you believe in justice, you believe in Allah. Okay? Muslims believe in 99 names of Allah altogether, including the just, the fair, the merciful, the most severe in punishment, etc. Other people believe into a subset. Other religions believe into a subset. I mean, atheists don't believe in any of the names of Allah at all. But people of other faith, they believe in, if you believe in justice, then you believe in Allah. Because Allah is the justice itself. Got it? So all these beautiful qualities are nothing but Allah himself. So what is purity? Purity is Allah. Because he is the purity itself. Okay. All right. Nina, no, don't. You get this. I've tested you already. Just get somebody else.
Okay.
I still need to test for the hash.
No, later. Hash is later. Let's get somebody else. Because we ran out of time.
I have to do one more person. Tell me. You.
We're not going to spend the time.
No, I don't care if someone gets tested next week because that means they got an extra week to memorize.
Okay. Hold on. No, it's fair because if you want.
Anyone gets an extra week.
If any time you didn't do 100% and you would like, listen to this. If you don't like your grade and you memorize them and you do them and you when you test you get 100%, you get the 100%. You got it? You can always override your grade.
Wait, are you erasing everything?
No, this is just... By the way, everything will be on the web, but I'm just erasing this side. All right.
Okay, I'll do it.
Now, as-salam. So, remember that to memorize ayat 22 and 23.
Wait, we didn't have to memorize that 24?
We did memorize 22 this time, so just memorize 23 in Surah Al-Hash.
Okay. That means I got it. I'm not going to test you. I'm not going to record this week's number.
What is the Surah Al-Hash number?
59.
Okay.
Is this for homework?
Yes, that's homework.
Wait, what is
and then summarize the class in 300 words.
Next week will probably be your last opportunity for the final, like for me to test you on the final. After that, maybe I go like
okay. Maybe because you're getting more and more merciless after every week.
Yeah, but remember, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi.
Now, as-salam. As-salam.
Wait, Eddie, give me 10 seconds.
You must be Arabian, Sarah.
Okay, I am going to skip a salam for next time because it needs a lot of time. But for the main time, I'm going to just do the mu'min because the mu'min can be explained quickly.
We only have like 3 minutes left.
Yeah, we have 8 minutes left. This class ends at 11.
It ends at 10:55.
It ends when I say it ends.
What? No, what did I have to
do? You said it ends in 3 minutes.
You guys, just focus.
Just focus with me here.
Minutes,
what is al-mu'min? Al-mu'min? What is mu'min? The believer. So the one who believes in himself. The most. The one who believes in himself. Al-mu'min. Al-mu'min is the believer, right? Al-mu'min is the what? Believer.
Believer.
So Allah is al-mu'min. Allah is the believer. Believer in what? You believe in Allah. Allah believes in what?
Us.
No.
No.
He like has faith in us.
No, he believes in himself.
No, that's wrong.
The one who believes in himself the most. If I ask you, let's say, if you ask someone and you say, do you believe in yourself? And that person says no. Is that something good or bad?
Bad.
Bad. So that's why when you believe in yourself, this is a quality. This is a good quality when you believe in yourself. Allah is the one who believes in himself the most. Can you or anybody else believe in Allah more than Allah himself?
No.
No. Why not?
Because he believes in himself infinity amount of...
Because he is the one who knows himself the most.
Wait, we don't know ourselves that much?
He knows himself the most. So, no one can believe in Allah more than Allah himself. Himself, because no one knows Allah better than himself, better than he knows himself. It makes sense. You can't believe in something unless you know it, right?
Wait.
I know you. Because I know you, I believe in you.
Oh,
right?
You can get up there and do your best.
I know your math. I believe in your math skills. I know you as a person. I believe in your human skills. I believe in you. Because I know you. The more I know you, perhaps the more I believe in you or the less. Depends, right? If I know you, then if it's something bad, then I say I don't believe in you. If something good, I say I believe in you. Now, why Allah knows himself the most?
Because Allah is the infinity, so we can't know all of the infinity
exactly.
Of him. And we won't exactly, like, even in Jannah when we're looking up at him.
We'll only see his face.
Yeah, because he's infinity.
Right.
But Allah knows himself.
Exactly. You can only see a face of Allah. Or 99 names. Or, you know, limited stuff.
Wait, we can't see the face of Allah.
Huh?
We can't see the face of Allah.
In the Day of Judgment. In the Jannah. People of hellfire don't get to see the face of Allah. Huh? When they see the face of Allah, that's the best joy. Look, if the people of hellfire get to see the face of Allah, it will override the pain of hell. So they will feel as good as the people in Jannah.
Wait, will they hear like the voice of Allah?
The people in Jannah? Yes. And the people of hell also, yes, because Allah will you know, answer their questions and castigate them and give them a hard time. Like they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah asks them, how long have you spent on earth? They say a day or half a day. Yes.
For the homework, do we have to email it to you?
Yes, as usual. Okay. Now let me get your... So the class now is over. I'll take a picture of your homework and give it back to you. Just a second. No, I want you to keep it.